sent up the passage to a happening occurs at it exactly the precision level of the 25th course. So we're not only dealing with inches as we examine this pyramid to cross-check dates. We're not just dealing with inches. We're dealing with inches as they move along the lines of descent and ascent. But we also deal with courses. As we go up the layers of the blocks, certain things happen at the 25th, 5 times 5. Certain things happen at the 35th, 7 times 5. Certain things happen at the 50th, 10 times 5. And those coordinates that relate to the courses of the stone layers exactly coincide with the unfolding of history on the inch scale, polar inch by year. Somebody just lucked out, I guess. And in making, now do you understand, we're talking with 20-ton blocks made to come out as they're stacked one on another, that the 25th course line exactly coincides with the counted inches that turn around and start up at a given date and come to an exact happening. If we start with 4004 BC and if we start with 2144 BC, significant benchmarks that work back and forward from 2144 BC, if the pyramids is correct, start with that date and count a year for an inch. Exact polar inches. And you come to an exact point you can mark with precision of optical instruments. It happens to be exactly at the line of the 25th course of 20-ton blocks. The pyramid is of solid rock composed of granite, limestone, and sandstone sections, all cut and fitted with mathematical exactness. If measured in sacred Hebrew cubits of 25 inches, the base of the pyramid is 365.24 cubits square. Now, what is 365.24? The year. We have to adjust our year with leap year because of that fourth. With that perfection in inches and 20-ton blocks perfectly coordinated, it covers 13 acres. The four triangular sides each represent 5 acres. It has an unusual feature, this pyramid. A surveyor siding along the baseline will find the center of the base side recessed or set back off his line. Got a little drawing here of that. Show you that. You bored? Quite as before I had that drawing. I have. Yeah, there it is. This was discovered accidentally. Somebody flying over taking pictures discovered this. Now, for years, one scientist came home and his idea became the law. Give me that camera. One scientist came home. He said, there's no plan in it at all. Because Professor Smith, who had laid out the possibility of prophetic meaning, came up with a circumference that was different. And this fancy scientist that was touted on by the London Academy of Science, the Royal Association of the Scientists, whatever his name is, they adopted Petrie's conclusions. And he poo-pooed those who had first begun to see a prophetic meaning. Hey, wait a minute now. I haven't said there is. I'm just reporting. Those who had first suggested a prophetic meaning were poo-pooed, put down, because they had made an error in the base. And if they'd make an error in the base, everything they said was wrong. The only problem was they measured from different starting points, because they discovered by a picture and then measured it and discovered the picture and the shadow that was cast gave them the clue that there's an error in the casings of the pyramid. See how it has a curve inward from the corner sockets? It curves in and then out again, curves in and then out again, curves in and then out again, curves in and then out again. And an error was made by the builders, not the architect. The architect designed it perfect. The errors were made by the builders that displaced the whole thing. 286 inches off. Round figure. I'll be precise later. But that little concave, and I won't talk about the displacement yet, because that was also by design. That concave shape now being summarized. You got the picture in your mind? You on radio? This unusual feature is that a surveyor sighting along the baseline, corner to corner, will find the center of the baseline recessed or set back off his line of sight by 36 inches. All four sides are set off 36 inches. This is true of all four sides for the reason that the designer intends to show not only by the outline, but by the actual base measurements of the pyramid, the exact length of the three astronomical years. Each side, therefore, represents two planes which dip gradually toward the center, the full recession of 36 inches occurring at the baseline and tapering to nothing at the top. Aerial photographs confirm the fact that this feature is true of no other pyramid in Egypt. If a surveyor should sight with a level along the baseline of the pyramid, his readings would give him not a straight line, as would be expected, but a slight curve, as you've just seen, the radius of which gives a different figure than if it were a straight line, the radius of which would be equal to half the diameter of the earth. In other words, the builder of this pyramid designed it precisely to perfectly represent the exact rotundity or roundness diameter of the earth. Now you can't. You understand we're 4,000 years ago, 4,500 years ago, when scientists during the Enlightenment figured out a way to figure out the earth. Pyramid had it all encased. Somebody knew its shape. Now, the dimensions of this ancient building are given in pyramid inches or sacred Hebrew cubits. That was another major find. Hebrew cubits, found only in the dimensions given by God to Moses, who told him how to design the tabernacle. Now, a historic ruler at the time it was built has his inscription at the pyramid and on Mount Sinai. Two places you find the Hebrew cubit. Pyramid, dimensions given on Mount Sinai. Pyramid, tabernacle in the wilderness that God said, see to it you build it exactly by the dimensions I tell you. The rest of Egypt follows the heathen cubit. The pyramid inch is the same as our English inch, within 11 ten-thousandths of measurement. See those? If it was descendants of God's people who went to the British Isles carrying with them the sacred pyramid and Hebrew measurements, they could be off, having been divorced by God. 1/11 ten-thousandths of an inch. Am I messing you up with all this math? I'm not wanting you to get the specifics. I want you to get a gestalt feel. That's all I'm after. That is 10,011 10,011 British inches equal 10,000 pyramid inches. Is that close enough for you? Huh? Get it on that again. 10,011 inches English, British, is exactly the same as 10,000 pyramid inches. So in the carrying of the inch to the British Isles, unless somebody up there just happened to luck out with one that was that close. Now, if a descendant of Zara founded Troy, and a descendant of the kings of Troy arrived in England, they could have brought it with them out of Egypt. Or if the tribes displaced to the Medes and Persians, as 2nd Ezra says, going through the Caucasus Mountains in waves of tribal movement. Remember, three of them were carried into bondage first. A lot of people just think the 10 were moved. Three were carried first, followed by the rest. And if those ancient Hebrews, cut off and divorced, traveled across north and northwestern Europe to settle in Ireland and in England, we might have two possible sources of the same inch. They only crop out in three places. Look, measurement, we just take for granted when we're born in the country. The rest of the world runs with the Babylonian measurement. The pyramid, the tabernacle in the wilderness, the British measurements, which we inherit. Look, that metric system, you have to adjust it to measure the world. That's why they call it the sacred. Newton called it that. Now, I'm talking about preachers. Newton called it the sacred inch, the sacred cubit. The pyramid, Moses, British Isles. How did it get to the British Isles? Did it just pop out of Stonehenge? Ten thousand 11 English inches equal 10,000 pyramid inches. And of these, 25 of those inches makes a sacred Hebrew cubit. There are exactly the total space of cubits in the Ark of the Covenant and the coffin in the King's Chamber. Isn't that funny? I mean, isn't that just something? Buried for centuries, the empty Ark of the Covenant, not a grave at all, in the King's Chamber of the pyramid, exactly the cubic space total of the Ark of the Covenant. Different dimensions. And there's a reason for that. Different height, different length, different width, different materials. but take from the inner wall of each of them and multiply the dimensions to the total cubic space. Cubic space. You end up with exactly the number of cubits in the Ark of the Covenant and that empty coffin in the pyramid. Called the sacred cubit, called the sacred inch, found in the pyramid, given by God to Moses on Sinai, cropping out in the British Isles. Cheops markings, pyramid and Sinai. Same cubit space inside the Ark of the Covenant and the open box in the King's Chamber. Isn't that an interesting bit of accidental happenstance? The pyramid's base circuit is then 4 times 9,131 pyramid inches. You want to add that up? Or multiply? 4 times 9,131 inches. Four sides. 9,131 pyramid inches. That's the total of the pyramid. That comes out to 36,524. Now put a dot after the 5 and in front of the 24. 365.24 inches is the exact length that is the factor of our solar year, or the time it takes our Earth to complete the journey around the sun. Boy, didn't they luck out? Now, I want you to get a feel. You don't have to remember all this. All this is but foundational, like we did when we got on the 10 tribes. I want you to see 20-ton rocks, 50 stories high, 13 acres, casings with cement that won't break through the centuries, fitting those rocks 1/50th of an inch in closeness with cement on them, and making that fitting of 20-ton rocks come out with such precision that when you go through 25 layers of them and go across a descending passage, turning around at a given point, just happen to be lined up exactly, the descending passage, with Alpha, the North Pole star of Draconis, on September 22nd, 2144 B.C., which said inch, plotted as a year for an inch, comes with precision to the exact mark, the inches and the layers of stone, for an event in history, exactly the number of years, taking downward inches to the plug and turning upward from 2144 B.C. exactly. You pinpoint the exodus out of Egypt. You say, okay, we lucked out. Oh-ho. Well, how about going right from there? We'll skip over the little details to the exact year Christ is born. Well, we lucked out twice. Plop the inches to the exact year Christ is crucified. Follow the inches to the exact year World War I started. Never a war like that, ever. to the exact year where the big step is, which is what? It ain't World War II. And at the same time, perfectly map the circumference of the globe, perfectly encase the mathematical formula of pi, perfectly divide by lines solar masses of the earth, or land masses of the earth, and draw a line one direction off one of the lines, and it dead ends at Bethlehem. Draw another line from another face, it dead ends exactly at Sinai. And make all that match that polar star that is the sign of Satan's control, that with a like a laser beam goes straight without deviation to the pit. Interesting, isn't it? Huh? You don't have to remember the detail. Get a feel for it. When you get a feel for it, we'll just lay out a map of all the inches. Would you like to know when these years hit? The ascending passage begins 90 feet from the rock door opening. The junction it makes with the descending passage is sealed with a granite plug 15 feet long. So tightly does this fit, it must have been placed before the construction of the passageway reached a higher level. You remember those Arabs digging around it? Beyond this obstruction, for 130 feet, some of you already figuring out the inches, we enter a beautiful chamber finished in white limestone, 156 feet long, 28 feet high, and 7 feet wide, called the Grand Gallery. Its four walls converge to a ceiling 3 feet wide by means of a series of 7 overhanging courses of rock. At the opening of the Grand Gallery, a low horizontal passage built of polished... You want to know what all these things are? I'm going to have a drawing for you. Built of polished granite leads southward 102 feet to the Queen's Chamber. It is 19 feet long, 17 feet wide, but 15 feet high. Do you see it? Now, all I'm asking you to get a feel for is the variety of dimensions, every one of which is going to teach a perfect truth. It's 19 feet long, 17 feet wide, 15 feet high. This chamber is also done in pure white limestone and is known as the Jews' Chamber, or Chamber of the Second Birth. That the religious symbolism here is decidedly Jewish seems evident for a number of reasons. See, I'm giving you some hints. The last seventh of the passageway drops to a level just 3 times 7, or 21 inches. Now, 3 times 3 is manifestation. 3 times 7 is manifestation of God's perfection. What is the incarnation? It is the manifestation of God's perfection. That 21-inch adjustment, when projected to the floor line of the ascending passage, gives the exact dating for the birth of Christ. At the upper end of the Messianic Hall of Truth and Light, as the gallery may be called, is the great step. It rises 36 inches to meet the 50th, or King's Chamber, course of masonry. About 5 feet from the step is the first low passage, 43 inches high, 42 inches wide, 52 inches long. It marks the date of the blink. Just here, attention is called to the fact, this is, I already told you about, but I'm going to read it here, that the relationship between the coffer and the Ark of the Covenant represents an identity in cubic capacity, not in dimensions. The coffer's length is 89.79 inches. Its breadth, 38.65 inches. Its height, 41.18 inches, which you don't even have to remember ever here again. These figures are the best approximation possible. Under the circumstances, disclose two facts. That the sum of the length and breadth divided by the height equals pi. 3.14159. Now, that may not be significant until you understand. Your history books will name the scientist of the Enlightenment period who discovered pi, without which you couldn't deal with circles. With the thickness of the walls and bottoms deducted, the second thing that is shown, the coffer's capacity, is 71,250 cubic inches. Reducing the Ark of the Covenant, its length 2.5 cubits, its width 1.5 cubits, its height 1.5 cubits, reduced to inches, Sir Isaac Newton's investigations having shown the sacred Hebrew cubit to be the 25 inches, we have 62.5 to 37.5 square. Deduct the thin veneer of gold, do all the mathematics here, comes to an identical capacity of 71,250 cubic inches. Exactly the same. You don't have to remember that. Oh, you got to remember. Same. Now, talking about its dimensions, artistically and mathematically, you still got to build the dang thing. No foundation other than solid rock in the best of condition would answer as a base for a monument that was to weigh approximately 6 million tons. Just think about 6 million tons. Oh, evolution tells us that the old-timers were dumb. I mean, the best they could do is put a rock on the end of a stick bound there with thongs and beat somebody to death. Here's our evolutionary forefathers, monkeys. The evolutionists don't say monkeys, but some missing link or a common source.
This is the end of side one.